This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, there's probably a lot of moving pieces right now. Wouldn't be shocked if another move's made, and that's just speculation, just because I think they're going to be aggressive. They're going to try to make a lot of moves.
That was Noah Hyles, the Noah Constrictor, if this were Joe Starkey doing the show. He was on with Donnie Football last night. I'll tell you one thing, Donnie brings the goods in every way, namely always booking an A-plus roster of guests from 6 to 10, but he never sacrifices on PM team guests to do that. He never robs Peter to pay Paul, and that's why he's a phenomenal producer and host who I think we need to be hearing more of on this station. Just my two cents, Donnie. I'm volunteering you to work more, but that's neither here nor there. It is the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. And I will also tell you that Fan weather is brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 87 your high today. It should be pretty sunny. Might be a thunderstorm popping up. Low of 68 degrees. Tomorrow should be decent as well. Highs in the mid-80s. And then Saturday you might get some stormy weather rolling through the region. So be prepared for that. A couple days respite before it probably rains buckets yet again. It's the last part of that clip that I think we need to discuss. According to what Noah Hyles thinks, the Pirates are going to get busy and make themselves a whole bunch of moves leading up to the deadline. Now, two different people can have two different opinions based on the people they personally are talking to on this team's plans. You heard Jason Mackey say that he thinks they're going to be more conservative, keep a guy like Mitch Keller on the roster. He did say that he thinks they'll trade Key Brian Hayes, but Jason struck a tone certainly earlier in this show of the Pirates are going to be cautious. They're going to sort of reflect their owner's lack of maybe will, I think, to make wholesale changes, and that they're going to be a little more of a conservative player at the deadline. Noah suggesting that the exact opposite might happen. Or at least if the Pirates have their druthers, that it'll happen. That they want to be aggressive. They want to make a lot of moves. They want to be noisy at the trade deadline. I'm in a weird place on this, Don. Like, I think there's another sort of unexplored part of this. I don't know how you feel, and I have not maybe looped you in enough on today's program, but I'm going to here. There is a large part of me that's like, yeah, the Mackey hypothesis for how this is going to go is probably how it should go. I don't want the guy that I don't want to be employed doing a lot of stuff. As much as it's a bad situation to let things just kind of twist in the wind, that's probably the more prudent course of action now that you've gone this far down the road. Same token, I say, wait a minute. You've got to do a lot of things and wheel and deal. You've got to cut a lot of dead weight off this thing. There's a lot of rotted wood on this tree. You've got to cut it off, or at least you've got to cut off the one-year contract guys who are on expiring deals that are here. There's no point whatsoever and these guys staying as part of the roster throughout the rest of the season. You've got to at least make those deals. And if a Mitch Keller deal manifests itself that's really good, and you can objectively say your pro scouts can say it's really good, you've got to make that deal. But it just doesn't, it feels like an absolute damned if you do, damned if you don't situation for the Pirates here. Or at least from afar. I'm sure they internally might feel like, all right, well, we've gone this far with Ben Cherington. We'll let him go at least a little bit further, and he's going to be motivated to try to keep his job. So he's going to be motivated to try to make great deals. Just because he's made bad deals doesn't mean he's going to keep making them. I just don't feel all that confident in either approach here. I think both approaches that they could take have significant flaws, and that's why I don't feel great about it, Don.
It's difficult to go into a trade deadline and have it completely handcuffed, though, and tell your GM not to do anything. Because a team in the Pirates situation, you have to be a clear seller in this market, because given the now format of baseball, more teams feel like they're in it. The Pirates were one of those teams just a year ago. More teams will be buying, so this is the opportunity for you get some prizes out of things. And some of those selling points are players that are on expiring deals. I think at the very minimum, that has to be the moves that are made. I mean, there's zero reason to keep around players like IKF, even if you like him. There's zero reason to keep around Heaney, Caleb Ferguson.
Yep.
I would even go as far as dealing off the two big dogs in the bullpen, too.
I think
Santana and Bednar should be the guys to go. I would be fine with Ke'Bryan Hayes. My sticking point is when we get to Mitch Keller, because that is like the jewel of the Pirates at this trade deadline, and there is zero reason to trust Ben Cherington to pull off that type of deal. He hasn't been bad to his defense here, which it's a rare position to take. He hasn't been bad when it comes to smaller trades being made. Like his best moment was the Bailey Falter, Rodolfo Castro trade. Stuff like that he's not bad at. The things that scare me with him is when the Pirates are selling off a true big-time asset like Keller would be. They have struck out on a lot of those returns.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a through line going back to Huntington, and Huntington was just exceptional at some of these trades in the margin. But yeah, they haven't executed many "we have the big name in the deal, we need to get back prospects" deals that have ended up working out for them. And that, even what you're describing there, Don, like is a well-reasoned statement, is an accurate, I think, sort of summation of how it's gone for Ben Cherington. And it just still leaves them, taking half measures here, doesn't it? Hey, I think he's got to do this, this, and this, because they're all probably going to get mild returns, although I think both of the back-end bullpen guys, if you play your cards right, you can get probably more bang for your buck, more value on the dollar for either of those guys, just because I think teams tend to overpay for bullpen arms this time of year because they kind of talk themselves into that being like that one missing piece. But if you say you want him to do all that and you don't want him to potentially dangle the best asset that they have, it again feels like you are trying to live on the fence here, which goes back to the point of if you trust him to do the stuff that is fait accompli, that he has to do, right? Like you can't be the GM of this team, whether you're going to get fired or not, and hang on to any of those guys, but you don't trust him to make the move, the one major move that could be extremely impactful. It tells me, it's like, well, where are you at then? If that's how you feel about him, where are you actually at as an organization? And how much are you potentially hurting yourselves if there is a deal to be had out there for your best asset and you're not going to make it, in part because you don't necessarily trust the GM to make that move?
If it seems like something that knocks their socks off, like some team way overpays, then then I'm not going to jump all over Cherington for making the deal. And like he's had some moves like that where it seems like off the bat, oh, the Pirates won this deal. I love to reference the Clay Holmes move that was made years ago, and we are getting excited around here about the intrigue around Hoy Park. I couldn't tell you where Hoy Park is or what he's doing at this current time.
No, you're hurting me a little. Hold on. You're hurting me a little bit with that one. You know I was a Hoy Park truther.
I mean, I was too. I feel like everybody, given how bad Clay Holmes was here, was like, hey, they got, you know, I don't even know who Hoy Park is. What? But
You know how people rate those deals, honestly? They find what looks like a credible Yankees blog or a team blog of the team that they're doing the trade with. I saw somebody pull this stunt with the Royals trade they just made with this Devaney. Richie did it on the sports call last night. He talked about how, like, there's some Royals blog that can't believe they let Cam Devaney go for a bum like Adam Frazier. That was, like, their phrasing, basically. I'm thinking, like, yeah, that's how we all evaluate this stuff. Find somebody who really liked the prospect who was changing hands for the team that made the trade for the major leaguer and then say, wow, great deal for us. Look how mad they are. Dude, I remember that. You could probably make that, like, your rubric for, I don't know if you remember me citing this. Remember when the Pirates traded away Dilson Herrera, who was supposed to be their second baseman of the future, for Marlon Byrd?
Yes.
There were people I followed back then who were, like, devastated. Mind you, the Pirates were making a deal to try to augment a team that was going to be in the playoffs, and Marlon Byrd hit a home run in the wild card game.
Yeah, he has, like, the forgotten home run.
Yes, because it wasn't the Russ Martin Cueto play, but wasn't Byrd's home run the first run of the game?
Yes, and that was his first ever playoff at bat.
Right. So he, like, lines a ball out of the park, gives them a lead, like something they desperately needed. I remember there was a guy who was, like, pretty plugged in on the Pirates. He wasn't, like, an official blogger, but he had, like, pretty good takes, who said, what a horrible deal, you gave up Dilson Herrera. And so, like, to go back to your Hoy Park point, I think it's easy to trick yourself into feeling that way about some of these guys. And here's the other thing. If you're giving away somebody and then you're getting one of those types of guys back, you have to take into account the fact that under Ben Cherington, none of these, like, positional prospects have panned out. There's every reason to believe if they made a trade that netted them a decent to good positional prospect, that they would find a way under this current administration to make that player, like, demonstrably, observably worse.
The other thing I'm a little bit fearful of about this is, you know, Jason Mackey is standing strong beside the belief that this will be it for Ben Cherington no matter what. Like,
right,
he could nail this deadline and he's still done,
yep,
either at the end or before the end of the season. So if there is some sort of feeling like that with him, like, if he has knowledge of that, why would he be worried about what the big return would be for Mitch Keller? Like, there has to be, hopefully, if they do make the move with one of the top starting pitchers on the market, I hope he has some assurances to where he's committed to make some big move and not just take whatever he can get.
Well, that's an interesting point, though, because I don't think Cherington, if he's looking ever to get, like, another job in baseball after this, or wants to keep himself alive as a GM candidate in the future, he's a pretty young guy. I mean, he could, like, bounce around as a special assistant again and then resurface, you know what I mean? Like, his career, even if it ends after this year with the Pirates as a GM, his career being a GM probably isn't over, or at least it wouldn't be definitively over. And so because he would still have that in the back of his mind, I do think he would be trying to get the best return. I don't think there would be, like, a I'm going to punt on third down situation coming from him, because other people around the sport are still watching, is I guess how I would interpret that. I just think the idea, though, that, again, you're getting two very different opinions from two people connected to the team on how they're going to act, and I think you're also even getting, like, two different opinions. Jason's been very emphatic about saying he thinks Cherington's done. I don't know, what did Noah give you an opinion on how he thinks Cherington's going to be job security-wise here?
Noah, for a little while here, has seemed fairly confident that Cherington makes it to the end unless they really just crater.
Does he feel like he makes it through the offseason and is back next year? That's kind of what I really want to know.
Yeah, I think unless they have a really bad second half.
Okay.
So, and at worst, he's pretty 50-50 on it.
Again, these are guys who are talking to people. They aren't coming up with this whole cloth. They aren't just, like, reading tea leaves. They're talking to people. If the mood based on who they're both talking to is sort of that divided about, A, how they're going to act at this deadline, and B, what the future of the GM is, that just goes back to the original problem. What is the owner doing? What is the plan here? You failed so far in the Paul Skeens era. What on earth is the plan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, it is the PM team, solo Malzi today. Donnie, I haven't checked in on our YouTube commenters very much just because, you know, I'm literally not there in the building. I like this, though, from a half hour ago. I made my list of the top five championship golf courses in the world. So the top five major venues. These are courses that don't host other stuff other than the old course, which hosts the Alfred Dunhill Links, one-third of that event. At least to my knowledge, they don't host other stuff anymore, just majors. This is, I think, Donnie, the duality of YouTube comments. The letter A, that's the username, 344. That's a quality top five list. Good to acknowledge that Oakmont is considered most difficult. Rare Muller W. The letter J is the next username, 1 minute later. Just an all-around awful segment. Thanks, Chris. That's why you need to join our community of YouTube viewers, because you can participate in comments like that. And also Johnny the Barber telling people about his trip to a Pantera concert last night. Johnny the Barber sending me texts about that Pantera concert last night. Anyway, we have Pirates to talk about for a little bit more. Donnie's got a debrief in 15 minutes. Noah Hyles went on with Don last night on his 6 to 10:30 show, opined that he thinks the Pirates are going to try to be aggressive, make a lot of moves. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes, what you think about that, whether you like that as a battle plan for a team that seems to be very much up in the air as to what it wants to be and who it wants to be steering the ship as far as general manager. But I got a pair of tickets right now to the Pirates game next Friday the 25th at PNC Park. Pair of tickets. First 20,000 fans to that game take home a 2000s themed Pirates t-shirt. All you got to do to win this pair of tickets is play a little Open Championship trivia with your pal, Mulsey. So, you got one question from me. You got to answer it. You answer it correctly, you win the tickets. It is very simple. Don, are you ready to have our contestants play this little game?
Yes.
I guess I gotta. I'm gonna text you a name, Donnie, right now. Okay. I'm gonna text you a name. That is the correct answer. All right. Just in case you you didn't know what was going on here. That is the answer we're looking for. I would announce it to you on the air anyway, but don't worry about it. Here we go. Let's go to Michelle first on the fan. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Michelle, who is your favorite Pittsburgh Pirate?
McCutcheon.
Okay, fair enough. So you want these tickets. Do you know anything about the Open Championship golf tournament?
A decent amount, I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
Let's give it a shot. All right. The 2009 Open Championship was held at Turnberry Resort in Scotland. Tom Watson was bidding at the age of 59 to win his sixth Open Championship and become the oldest major winner in history. He fell just short, losing in a playoff to this man.
Is it Stuart Sink or Clink Sink?
Donnie, put her on hold. Call the church. Michelle, you did know something about the Open Championship. You won. It is Stuart Sink, not Stuart Clink. I think people wanted him locked up in jail for winning that tournament. Probably one of the most disliked winners through no fault of his own, or the most, shucks winners from the crowd that I've ever heard of. But yes, you got it. Unbelievable.
A one and done,
Malzy. I'm getting Greg Brown over here. Unbelievable.
And Malzy, it came at the time of some very big breaking news.
Okay, hit me with it.
T.J. Watt is now the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history,
right.
Malzy.
All right, we're blowing this up then. Here we go. Adam Schefter, 7 seconds ago. Let's do it right now. 412-928-9370. Congrats to Michelle. She won a pair of tickets. Steelers' blockbuster offseason is now complete, one that included making T.J. Watt the NFL's highest-paid pass rusher. And then he goes on to all the other moves that they made. Steelers and Watt get a deal done. He signs $41 million a year. It is a three-year, $123 million extension, $108 fully guaranteed at signing, $41 million per year, highest of any non-quarterback in NFL history. As Schefter writes, the deal has been in the works between CAA and the Steelers front office for months. What do you make of it right now? Hit us up on Twitter, at 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We know, Donnie, one thing. The Steelers are going to act like they actually didn't make him the highest paid non-quarterback in league history. They will roll in the cost of his current deal, announce it as a four-year contract. Will they not? They will make sure on their end this doesn't make him look like he got $41 million a year.
They love doing the old rip-up of the contract.
Yeah,
that's
ripping
like their favorite thing ever.
What is he making this year, 28? Something like that.
You might be right, yeah.
So if it's like 28, they'll say it's a new four-year contract, total value of $151 million over 4 years. So that'll somehow, in their telling of the story, he will be getting less than $40 million a year. That's how I'm going to assume that they will couch this. However, his agent, who is, of course, the person telling Adam Schefter this, is telling you the real story. 3 years, $123 million to T.J. Watt, $108 million fully guaranteed at signing. He got a bucket full of money. He got basically 2.5 years plus of this contract fully guaranteed to him. I'll just come out and say it. I don't like it. They caved. Everybody who said they were going to cave was right. They absolutely bent the knee to the player here. And they did it in a position and at a time and in a place where he has got the least leverage he's ever had. He is coming off of, inarguably, his worst season since his rookie year. And when you take it all into account, maybe his worst season as a pro. He's coming off of a season where we don't think there was any major injury slowing him down. And he just disappeared in a playoff game. Was a marginal factor at best down the stretch of their season when things were cratering, and he's in his early 30s now. This contract is going to take him into his mid-30s. T.J. Watt is one of the best Steelers I've ever seen, there's no doubt, but it's a cold, hard business here, and while I don't begrudge a player like T.J. Watt pursuing every dime, I will absolutely evaluate the team's decision to give in to what he wanted. I have said many times on this show that I absolutely would not have given him $41 million a year, that I wouldn't have let the Cleveland Browns' bad business become my bad business. The Steelers have done that. Maybe Art Rooney gave away more of their leverage than we thought even when he said he intended or saw T.J. Watt as a one-helmet guy. He's now going to be a one-helmet guy and a very rich one. This man has now signed two mega deals with the Steelers. He has nine figures guaranteed him on this deal. He has yet to be part of a team that won a playoff game. And I will repeat this. He's coming off of a 2024 season where, for the first time really ever, we saw him with no notable injury look not like the T.J. Watt that we're used to. 19 sacks the year before, 11 and a half last year. T.J. Watt, last year's game logs, feels kind of relevant to bring this part of it up too. Two sacks against the Eagles in a game that was pretty out of hand pretty early on. Other than that, last 5 weeks of the season, or last 4 weeks if you want to even shorten it up when they lost four in a row, just those two sacks. Playoff game against the Baltimore Ravens. He got Rosengartened. He got put on a milk carton by a rookie. Is he still a really, really, really good player? Yes. Is he a $41 million defensive end, but edge rusher? I don't think so. That's the way this is headed now. The Steelers decided to play ball the way everybody else wants to play ball in the NFL. They did it with a man who's going to be 31 shortly after this season starts. I don't think it's good business. What say you? 412-928-9370. T.J. Watt, the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, now that his three-year, $123 million extension is official. Adam Schefter reporting it. $108 million fully guaranteed at signing. Did the Steelers get this right, or did the Steelers make a huge mistake in giving T.J. Watt this much?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is the Donnie Debrief, which is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. But sometimes we have to stand on tradition, and when the Steelers make T.J. Watt the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history, courtesy of a three-year, $123 million extension with $108 million of it guaranteed, that's cause for changing the plans here. So, Donnie, with apologies to Mike Williams' retirement earlier today, we're going to have to bump that one to the second block of the news today. But you will be participating in today's debrief. And just because I like Donnie making sure that my predictions come true, Jerry Dulac, who we know is the Steelers beat writer for the Post-Gazette and very closely connected to Art Rooney II, breaking. Steelers signed T.J. Watt to a new four-year, $144.05 million deal. Furthermore, Jerry quote tweets that with Watt's average salary of $36.0125 million makes him the second highest paid edge rusher in the league behind Myles Garrett. No, it doesn't, Jerry. He wanted new money. He got $41 million of a year in new money, per year new money. The Steelers never want to be connected with setting the market. It is their own arbitrary rule that they present contracts like this. T.J. Watt is the highest paid edge rusher ever. He is the highest paid non-quarterback ever. But I am glad, Donnie, to report that you can still set your watch to some things in this world. Aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We knew that was coming. We knew that was a staple. And we know where it normally comes from. And Jerry is usually the guy that will send out the different tweet.
Yes.
We'll say than all of the national insiders.
And usually
loves,
they like
loves
to say,
including that extra year.
Yes, and also the Steelers do love to point out that financial terms of many of their deals are not disclosed, but they are disclosed via the longest tenured beat writer when the team wants to make it very, very sure that people out there think they didn't just give T.J. Watt exactly what he wanted, which they did, by the way. And so for the people in Jerry's mentions going, wait a minute, Jerry, those aren't the same numbers as what everyone else is reporting, I just explained it to you. They take the remaining time on this deal, they take the remaining year, they roll all that together, and they say, whoops, we didn't give you the most money anyone's ever gotten at that position. We still kept you behind Miles. I'm sure that's how the internal negotiations worked with TJ's people. Anyway, just Donnie, your quick thoughts on this. We're going to get to the phones. We are going to get your take on this, folks, but I wanted to give you the floor for a couple of minutes at least.
Well, I'll say this about it, a couple of things. Last week, you were out, Cabali was in, and the conversations that he was trying to stay away from, because Cabali did that classic thing where he alluded that he had all of this information and then he was afraid to say anything on air. He just kept making weird noises and saying yeet and tweeting out GIFs left and right.
No, that's riveting stuff.
But he sort of indicated to us that the big holdup was the guaranteed money, which we kind of knew. But he also speculated that Watt would be looking for a five-year deal, which scared me quite a bit. It is a lot easier to stomach seeing that it's just a three-year extension on this. Plus, with the money the way it breaks down, if things are ugly after the second year of the extension, they can basically walk away from this thing. Because it's $123 million on the extension and $108 is guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, the cap goes up. We all know that. Like, I'm so desensitized or so beaten over the head with the truisms people like to throw at us. Dude, cap's going up. It's not going to look like that bad of a deal. Dude, Micah Parsons is going to reset the market in 20 minutes anyway. Dude, I get it. I just, to me, it's a stand on principle. You're supposed to, and I think I've been very clear, but I'll say it again just so I can don't have to like keep saying it the whole show. I don't begrudge any player, up to and including Ben when he was playing. I never begrudge those guys for pursuing every last dollar. It is their absolute immutable right to do that. It's a limited earning, you know, potential thing. Even when we're talking about comical sums of money, like relatively speaking, it's still a limited window for them to get paid, okay? But this idea that you're going to reward a player, give him exactly what he wants. After he kind of did a little bit of a nastier edge to his social media stuff and everything else, you're going to give him exactly what he wants. You're going to make him higher paid than the other guy in the division. And you're going to do this on the heels of, inarguably, his worst full year as a pro since his rookie year, when he's a speed rusher who really might not age as gracefully as the other guy in the division. That doesn't sound like good business to me. Oh, Chris, well, hold on. Think about it this way. Is this really going to have a real impact in their ability to contend? I don't know. Maybe they'd have been better served trading TJ Watt if somebody would have offered them a bounty of picks. If somebody would have made them a competitive offer. What's to say that they wouldn't have been better off doing that? I thought they had edge rusher depth. Herbig, Highsmith, now Jack Sawyer, who's apparently built like Bill Brasky from Pony's telling of it. I think this was the Steelers kowtowing completely to the player. And for anybody that said this is exactly what's going to happen, come collect your prize. We don't actually have one for you, but you were right. They totally caved to the player here, even when the player's performance last year suggested that they shouldn't have much leverage in this situation. All right, let's go to the phones. 412-928-9370. That is the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Your thoughts, TJ Watt, a record-setting extension, 3 years, $123 million, and $108 million of that new money is guaranteed. Mr. Old School starts us off. What's up?
My guys, we just talked yesterday. I told you he wasn't worth $41 million, but here's what I am okay with. At the end of the day, this was the Browns' mess that they fell into, right, and their own hubris from not signing him in the offseason caused this to happen. Because at the end of the day, I said before, this guy plays like Godzilla during the regular season and Puff the Magic Dragon in the postseason. But when you look at it, for example, my taxes just went up on my house. I went and asked them why. They said because three houses down the street from you sold for this X amount of dollars. And it doesn't matter if you pay for this with your house. We're basing it off what they sold. And so at the end of the day, the Steelers had to pay this amount. But what I am happy about is that they didn't give him the 5 years he was looking for. So he gets 3 years, and by the time we got to sign a quarterback, his money's off the books. So I am happy that they didn't go 5 years, $200 million, and they settled for $123
million. I think 5 years was always going to be hyper-unrealistic for him. Thanks, Mr. Old School. I get the house analogy. I get all that stuff. He's not a $41 million a year player. You can make an argument that outside of quarterbacks, even relative to what the cap is now, nobody's really a $41 million a year player. I don't know. I don't like the from a team-building perspective, I guess the idea that you were going to more say, hey, we love this guy. He's a Steeler for life. We're going to make sure he gets treated like one and give him a deal that I just don't think last year's performance dictated that he earned. Getting things like, hey, you've got the money there to spend. You've got to spend it. Look at the other team in town that we would otherwise be talking about and what they don't do. I don't know. I guess I'm of two minds here. I don't think he's worth what they paid him, but I have been pretty adamant that they could have and should have explored trading him very seriously long before this. So it's not really like would I have recommended giving him less money. It's would I have even recommended keeping him as part of the Steelers? And it's impossible to say that you want somebody to be traded without sounding malicious about it, but just from a strict team-building perspective, think of the return you could have gotten. Think of how you could have set yourself up to kind of retool, reload, get your quarterback, get other quality players next year in the draft, have like a potential bonanza draft, and be set up to really contend seriously. Now you're going to tell a guy in his early 30s, hey, you haven't won a playoff game yet. You've been the defensive player of the year before, and we still have gotten bupkis to show for it. Hopefully you can do more at an age when usually guys are slowing down. Good luck. Here's all your money. Just not huge about that one. John is on 93.7 The Fan. TJ Watt, again, I'll point out, 3 years, $123 million, $108 million guaranteed. His extension makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Mosley, Donnie, appreciate the chance to catch up with you. This was always going to happen. I was always in the camp that said, you know, they were going to get it done. And the fact that they got it done with a three-year extension, you know, I feel really positive about that because, I mean, think about if Mike had gotten done. I know you mentioned a lot of these arguments already, but, you know, it's a very difficult decision they had to make, and there's a lot of challenging parts on both sides. And ultimately, I think they got out of it without compromising all too much. You know, obviously the cap's gone up and all that. And I think the biggest point, the theory of the case for this year, they went out and got Ramsey. They did all this stuff. They needed to have TJ Watt in. It was a win to get him before training camp and for everybody to be focused. So you give Tomlin what he wants and see if he can really do what he says he can do with it.
I mean, when has he in the last 8 years? They've given him most everything he wants.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, I'm still largely a Tomlin believer, but I think he does have to put up or shut up at this point because he's gotten everything he wants, and it's time for this team to win.
Well, thanks, John, for the call. The common thread there is he doesn't have to put up or shut up because Art Rooney II is never going to make him put up or shut up, and Art Rooney II is also the guy who made it very clear publicly he saw T.J. Watt as a one-helmet guy. So I guess when you look at it from that perspective, we were foolish to think that they would have ever done anything but what they did here, that it was all otherwise noise. I don't know. Like, it's interesting to me. For a fan base that didn't seem to want T.J. Watt to get the money, boy, I've got the tweets rolling in now. Oh, here comes the media to be big jerks. So when this was in the abstract, nobody seemed to want T.J. Watt to get paid. Nobody was all that sympathetic to the idea that he might hold out. So wait a minute. Now that he got everything he wanted from the team, and forget about this 5 years nonsense. That was never going to happen. Now that he got exactly what he wanted from the team, more money than Myles Garrett on an average annual value, $108 million of it guaranteed, the deal that a lot of you seem to not be all that much in favor of, for the player you didn't feel was worth that money is now a good deal just, what, because it happened? Doesn't hold up to scrutiny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.